Services, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
I'm waving like a happy man right now because I am happy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Family Feud. Tonight, two families are playing to win $10,000 and maybe a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander simply by guessing the top answers that 100 people gave to some very simple questions. Let's meet our families, hey? First up, carryover champs here for their fifth night. And if they win, they will be taking home tonight an amazing SUV. Put your hands together for the best family. Oh, my God. You've made it to night five. The night where you could win a car and all your dreams could come true.
I know. How exciting, Grant.
I know.
I'm still not feeling it. Like, I'm not... It doesn't feel real.
It's just like, because it's too magical, it's too unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's too awesome.
I know.
Who's on board this team that could be driving home in this car with you?
I've got Auntie Robin, I've got my cousin Andrew, and his wife Karen.
And ready to take them on tonight, it's the Robotis family. Would you mind introducing us to this dynamic bunch of dudes next to you?
Younger brother Evan. Son Joel and older brother Arch down the bottom there.
Nice work. Great to have you guys with us. We ready to play, captains? Yeah. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Did you just give him one of these?
I did.
Whoa, it's a street fight tonight.
I thought he'd give it back to me.
No, you offended him. Did he hurt your feelings?
Okay.
Let's play. Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing. It's close, but you got it.
Aerobics.
Aerobics? Yeah, that's not a bad answer. Dan.
Skiing.
Let's have a look. Pass or play? Done a bit of waitering, have you ever?
When I was younger, yes.
Yeah. How'd it go?
I won a few awards. Actually, I didn't. I did drop a half a tray of port on the bride.
So, like that red-coloured, liquid...
Smelly stain.
On who?
On the bride.
How did she, take it?
She didn't talk to me and she screamed and I ran, so... That's the end.
What did you do? You ran?
I was young. I ran. I thought, I can't deal with this. I'll take off. There's nothing I could say to help her.
So manly of you. Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing.
Oh, swimming.
Swimming. Let's see if it's on the board. Nice work, mate. How are you, Joel?
How's it going, Grant?
Looking forward to this?
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it. Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing.
I'm going to say riding a bike.
Riding a bike. Let's see. Oh. Good try. First strike. Arthur, how you doing, mate? Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Good-looking bunch of blokes you got next to you.
I'm adopted.
You're adopted? Name a specific activity that beginners always look funny doing.
Playing tennis.
Let's have a look at tennis. Second strike, Robotis family. The best could steal, so they're thinking. Stan?
I'm thinking toddlers and I'm thinking walking.
Walking. That's pretty cool. Nice. Evan?
Dancing.
Dancing? Yes. Give me dancing on the board. Seen my dancing?
We've seen it.
He's quietly. Are you fans of it? Because
like,
it's pretty hot.
Fan. I'm not just trying to suck up. I'm a humongous fan. I actually try to convince these guys let's do the dance all the time. But
that'll be our celebration dance if we win.
I'm holding you to that promise, Joel.
I'm gonna say driving. because I'm a learner, and every time I drive, my mum just yells at me.
Yeah. Because you kind of look funny doing it.
Yeah.
Third strike, I'm afraid. Best family, Karen.
Running hurdles.
Andrew.
I was just going to say exercise at the gym.
Okay, nice. Robin.
Jogging.
jogging. Kalia, you're the boss.
At the gym, lifting weights.
You're a rookie at the gym.
I know I look stupid doing that.
Let's see if Australia agrees. No! First points go to the Robotics family. Number eight. Juggling.
Golf. Yoga. Ice skating.
Wow. Didn't take much, but whoa, I'm puffed. 42-0 right now. We had a cracking night ahead tonight. Remember, the best family win tonight. That means, as i.e. the best is in their name, the best. They could be taking home the amazing, all-new, incredible Mitsubishi Outlander. If they do it, this is what it is. The Outlander seats five, with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps, and CVT auto with paddle shift. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Name something a woman might change after her divorce. Let's compare answers when we all come back on The Feud. New Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, before the break, I asked, name something a woman might change after her divorce. The top answer was...
Surname!
Robin, Evan, let's do it. Eager beaver. We surveyed 100 people and the top eight answers are on the board. Name something you associate with China. Evan.
Great Wall.
The Great Wall of China.
Ooh, Robin. Chinese food?
Chinese food. Yeah. Yes. Oh. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Grant.
Could win the car tonight.
Yes.
Love it. Name something you associate with China.
Chinese people.
Makes a lot of sense. Is it on the board?
Yeah.
Karen.
Grant.
Something you associate with China?
A single child.
Oh, yeah, the single child law. First strike. Kalia?
I'm going to go along the lines of food and say rice.
What about rice?
Ravine!
Noodles.
Ooh, let's see. Second strike. Robotics family could still have a think, guys. Andrew?
Shopping and... Shopping.
What about that on the board? That's three strikes. Robotics family. Arthur, what would you say?
Chopsticks, Grant.
Joel.
I'd agree with Arthur, chopsticks.
Not bad. Evan.
Say car making.
Yeah. Stan.
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks, you reckon, for the steal? You guys are leading right now and looking red hot. Can they continue the form? And they do! Robotics family! Takes them to 104. Remaining answers, eight. Wow, fantastic. 104, Robotics family. Double points time. We're ready to do it, best family. Give me Andrew, give me Joel. Let's go. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name an animal that builds its own home. Andrew.
Ants.
Ants. An ant nest.
Go. I'm going to say a bird.
Bird. Animal that builds its own home.
I'd say bees.
Oh, nice. Good. Stan.
Thinking a rabbit.
A rabbit does. Builds a warren. Two to go from a clean sweep, Evan.
I was watching a documentary on beavers and they were building their little dam. Yeah. I'll try beavers.
Let's try it. Yeah. Oh. Best family. Best family, they're sweating right now, Joel.
I'm not sure if it'll be up there, but I'm going to say platypus because I'm a true Australian.
Let's see. I love the answer. Is number four platypus? Ooh. Oh. Arthur.
Grant, I'm going to go with you and I. Humans.
Oh.
For animals?
Yeah. What about humans?
Second strike. The bests could steal this back. Stan.
A sexy fox.
A sexy... You mean a foxy fox?
Fox. Beautiful.
What about fox? Three strikes.
Whoa.
Can't stress this enough. Night five, you're playing for the car. You need points. Karen.
Spiders.
Eat roots and leaves. Wombat.
Wombat. Robin.
Yeah, you know I love a spider, Grant, so, yeah, I'll go spider as well.
Spider as well. Carly, that's wonderful options. Gee, that's a zero.
I know.
You right. That zero standing in the way between you and taking home a car tonight.
Well, in that case, we've got to go spider, Grant.
Let's see spider on the board. No, it's not. Ramona's family get another round of points. Number four is... So that score remains zero right now. 274. Robotus family on fire. Look, we know you love watching Family Feuds, and why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10 Play and check out Family Feud for all the highlights and also peek behind the scenes as well. Triple points time. It's the car versus the newbies. Who's doing it? Who's going to take it? Important night for the best family. It's night five. They could win the car if they win the game and become champions again. However, it says zero on the front. The only time we haven't seen them perform flawlessly has been tonight in their five nights so far. That's because the Robotus family are doing so extremely well. We're playing triple points right now. Righto. Karen, Arthur, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top seven answers are on the board. Name something you might see in a sauna. Arthur?
Steam.
Steam!
People.
Give me people on the board. Whoa. Down to the wire. This is gonna be awesome!
Awesome! All right.
Something you might see in a sauna.
I'm gonna go very generic and say water.
Okay, give me water on the board. First strike.
Robin.
Great.
Something you might see in a sauna.
Towels?
Towels? You should have one on.
You should.
Andrew.
The rocks. The hot rocks, which you put the water on that makes the steam.
The steaming rocks. Is he right? Yes, he is. Three to go, Karen.
I reckon you get pretty sweaty in the sauna, so I see sweat.
You see sweat.
I don't know about you, but there's a little bit rolling down the side of my face because this is intense.
It is, Grant. Oh, I've already let the team down once. I'm just going to say the wooden seats.
The wooden seats that you said? Yeah. They're not made out of steel because
no.
That would be a really bad design.
It would.
You just come out with a bunch of straps on the back. Let's have a look. Second strike. Robotus family can still have a think, team.
Robin. She's on, Rob.
Name something you might see in a sauna.
I have nothing other than bathers. It's just going to have to do.
Okay. Let's have a crack. Third strike, best family. Robotus. Arthur.
Thermometer.
Thermometer. Joel.
Going to agree with Arch.
Evan.
I have to say people shaving because I've seen it and it was disturbing. So people shaving just to mix it up.
Good. Stan.
Thermometer.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
How's this one going to play out? Is it going to be the car? Is it going to be the new guys become our brand new champs? We're looking for the thermometer. Is it 6 or 7? Show me thermometer! Oh! Seven.
Buckets. Skin.
Oh my goodness. Whew. Neither team has reached 300, as you can see, which means we have to go to sudden death. Team captains to the podium.
Good luck, Steve.
Whoa. It's a bit like whoa. There is only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points right now. Whoever wins sudden death will win the game and become tonight's champion. If it's the best family, they also own a brand new car. Best of luck to the
That's
both of you.
No pressure at all.
We surveyed 100 people, and the top answer is on the board. Name something that makes a person look intelligent. Carly, do you have an answer?
Did that work?
Yeah.
Glasses. Yes.
For the car is the top answer, glasses. Can I just say, that was one heck of a performance. Every round, every question, you played superbly right to the very end. But round of applause. Because no family has stuck it to the best team as well as you guys did tonight. So be proud of that performance. Look, it's not $10,000 for you. You're not going to go home empty-handed. You'll be taking a $1,000 gift card to share between you all. Courtesy of Prouds the Jewellers, where you'll find great gift ideas for the whole family. Robotis family, awesome try. Really awesome try. Best family! Woo! Come over!
Yes, we're
awesome! Oh, my God! How cool!
That's so cool.
How cool!
It still doesn't feel real, but cool.
It's a real car.
It's real.
With real wheels.
It's not a matchbox.
And real doors. Oh, okay. And, like, a steering wheel.
And
aircon and CVT something. I don't even know what it means. And the gears and shifting. Woo! You're back that way. Let's fill the glove box full of cash, shall we?
Right.
$10,000 would be a nice little kick after that little earn. Fast Money is next on this fantastically fabulous fun night of feud. Well done.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Someone's got a new car, someone's got a new... Oh, we're a little excited, can you tell? Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in the feud. Look, if you and Karen get 200 points or more between you, we're going to give you some cash for some fuel. $10,000 worth of fuel, which would be nice. Yeah. Karen's now in a soundproof booth and can't hear your answers because she's driving that car and loving it. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK?
Sure, no
worries. Now, if you pass on a question, we'll come back at this time and the clock starts at the end of the very first question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name something you like doing when you're alone.
Watching TV.
Name something you drink from.
A cup.
Name a part of a magazine.
Centerfold.
Name a job that involves dealing with customers.
Customer service.
Name an American president.
Obama.
Nice work. Let's go. Name something you like doing when you're alone. You said watch TV. Survey says 12. Good start. Name something you drink from, you said. A cup. Survey says... Name a part of a magazine.
A centerfold. Survey says...
Oh. Name a job that involves dealing with customers. You said customer service. The survey says... And name an American president. You said Barack Obama. Survey says... On this fun night of Family Feud, you need 101 points to get $10,000 to jam in the club box as you drive out of here happy as Larry. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player. You know how it works. You get an extra 5 seconds, OK? Mm-hmm. Now, if you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Carlia's answers? 25 seconds on the clock too, please. And the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Karen.
Thank you.
Name something you like doing when you're alone.
Reading.
Name something you drink from.
Glass.
Name a part of a magazine.
Cover.
Name a job that involves dealing with customers.
Retail.
And name an American president.
Reagan.
Pretty good. Nice work. Are you into science at all?
No, not really. Okay. This is a good
start. Well, I'll point one out to you. See how your score is 99 right now? This is our 99th show.
It is too.
Our next show, tomorrow night, is our 100th show. Mm. Don't know what that means, but just saying. Name something you like doing when you're alone. You said reading. Let's kick this off with something solid, like the top answer. If you get $10,000 here, I'm going to make you a mixed tape to end mixtapes for your first drive in this brand new car, OK?
Beautiful.
Just a little bit of Celine Dion in there. Sade, something cool. Name something you drink from. You said. A glass. The survey says. Carlia had cut the top answer. We need 33 now. For $10,000. Name a part of a magazine. You said. Cover. That feels good.
It does feel good.
And what's also good about it is it's also the top answer!
No way!
You've won $10,000. We could make this 20 now and a car. That's
so,
quite a prize haul.
So good.
We need, wow, a grand total of 2 from 2 answers. Fingers crossed. Name a job that involves dealing with customers. You said retail. I can't believe it. Because you've got a top answer again!
Two brand new families on deck.